Hello, welcome to my podcast. I'm Shirley Santos and I'm 18 years old and I am from Honduras. Today I will be talking about how a smartphone makes kids unhappy. I will be interviewing teachers at my high school to hear their ideas about what do they think a smartphone makes kids unhappy, why or why not. What they had to say was very interesting and surprised me because they gave a lot of personal story and advice that can help us to improve this issue. What's your name?
My name's Veronica Garcia.
What's your name?
Noel. I'm from the Philippines.
How much time do children spend on smartphones?
I think children spend a lot of time on smartphones and tablets. I have a niece. She's 4 years old. She's had her own phone since she was like 1.5. And I have a nephew who's 1.5, and now he has his own phone. And they watch videos, and they know how to find the videos they want on YouTube.
So I think smartphones are making kids unhappy because when we make those comparisons, they make us feel bad about ourselves, or like we're not good enough, or we don't have enough, or we're not cool enough, or we look at other people's lives and think they're so cool. So yeah, I think that's how they make kids unhappy.
How phone affect their learning skill, and why is this important?
I don't know yet if it's affected their learning skills. I've noticed that my niece has a really big vocabulary from watching videos, and I know that my nephew's learning words from watching his videos, and it's really interesting to see, like, they each like different things.
Who do you think are responsible for children spending time on a smartphone?
I think parents are, but I think it's really hard for parents because the children see the adults and the older brothers and sisters using phones, and they want to do the same thing. And so even if a parent tries really hard to limit the amount of time a kid spends on a cell phone, it's a losing battle because the kids want what they want.
What about you? How many time do you spend on your phone?
I spend way too much time on my phone. I look at it all day because I get texts from teachers about students. I check my email on my phone, so I get email all day long. And, you know, even when I'm at home at night, I'm still getting messages on my phone. Like, teachers are still writing referrals at nighttime. And so, it pops up on my phone and I see it. And then, of course, I'm checking, like, the news or the weather and Instagram, because that's where I see pictures of my family. And then I use my smartphone to keep in touch with my sister.
Have you ever been texting while you are driving?
Yes, I have, and it's not a good choice. But I usually text when I'm at a stoplight, when the light is red, so I have a little bit of time. But still, even then, you should not text and drive at all. If you need a text, you should pull over to the street, side of the street, or wait until you're parked to text.
What do you feel when you are talking with someone face-to-face and the person isn't the phone?
You mean like if I'm talking to someone and they're looking at their cell phone?
Yeah.
It feels crappy. So and this summer, me and my husband went on vacation, and I didn't take my cell phone because I broke it. So I didn't have a phone, but he had his. And he was like a little kid. He was on the phone all the time. We'd go out to a restaurant, he's on the phone. And I was like, this is terrible. I didn't realize that we were doing this. So, yeah, it doesn't feel good.
What advice can you give us to improve this type of issue?
I mean, it's like I have to give myself advice. It's like I think I need to not look at the phone as much as I do, like to force myself to put it away, turn it off.
As you can see, there are different opinions on this issue. On one side, people say that a smartphone helps kids to learn new words and develop their language. On the other hand, people say that phone affect their learning skill and distract them. In my opinion, parents should not let their kids use their phones because kids need to develop their skills by practicing activities that can help to develop their brain. Reporting for Oakland International Studios in a beautiful Oakland, California, this is Happy Shirley Sun.